It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of the afternoon show is brought to you by FindMassMoney.org. It's fast, it's easy, it's free.
The afternoon show with Christian Arcand and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
It's a Patriots Monday on WEEI. Christian Arcand, Andy Hart, you at 617-779-7937. I got to say, Andy,
yes?
A lot of people are giving me acorn advice, but a lot of people, more so than that, are interested in this Ace Hardware cologne thing.
You're welcome, Ace. When you have an uptick in the Boston / New England cologne purchases, you'll know why.
I got to tell you, I did not know that this was offered. I did not know you
could get
that.
Am not convinced. Are you?
Go F yourself.
Cologne and Ace Hardware?
Why would I make that up?
Maybe it was
It's a little too wild to make up, I think.
No, it's a little bottle of, like...
No, I know what a cologne is.
But it's also like a brand line that is clearly targeted at sort of like the man's man or whatever.
Right.
I forgot the names, like Sawtooth or something.
Smell good, but a manly.
Yeah. Screw y'all. Every one of you.
When I was
Every
in high school, which is the last time I ever wore cologne, was in like high school, like first year of college, maybe. I was a Cool Water man.
Why don't you... What the hell is that?
Cool Water.
Is that blue?
Yes. It's in a little blue bottle.
The Johnson Baby Powder and Cool Water Cologne.
Cool Water Cologne. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm on Ace's website. Duke Cannon Cologne.
Duke
one pack.
Cannon. That is that's a manly
Please.
Sound. Please.
$26.
Okay, so stop talking.
Andy.
Get your little board going and cue Alex Cora suck on that.
Jack Wagon. I believed you. I believed that they
he
sold
didn't.
It.
You all thought I was lying.
I didn't think you were lying. I didn't think you were lying. I'll say that.
We've had callers.
Callers who think it's not true or callers who can't believe it?
No, just saying it's the wildest thing that they've heard and they've been listening for decades.
And I actually think the comparison is apt. The Seahawks are good right now, but I don't think anyone thinks they're the highest end of anything. They don't have a great quarterback. Everybody's like, rookie coach, we'll see how this goes. But they're getting the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Just like your bottle of cologne at Ace will get the job done.
That's Suck true. On it.
All right.
Yes. Thank you, Alex.
Speaking of getting the job done, there are a lot of teams in the NFL who are currently not getting the job done. And I'll tell you, one guy who has a lot of different jobs is Bill Belichick. And he's got his eye on these teams. Let's see what's going on with Bill Watch.
Bill.
Yes, Bill Watch. We worked really hard on that.
I also hate to burst your bubble,
but
how many people you think get it? Like, there's a certain age
Baywatch?
That once you go below that age.
Yeah, I think our show, the age.
Oh, they get it?
We're right in the, I think so.
If I had to guess. Paul in Rhode Island's like, oh, that's Baywatch. I love that show. Pamela Anderson. She was jogging down the beach.
Pamela,
rewind that, honey.
Yasmin Bleeth. I mean, there was a hit.
And there
after
was
hit
a movie with The Rock and Zac Efron and
Alexander Daddario from. She was in True Detective. She was the girl with Woody Harrelson. Yeah. She's delightful.
She is delightful.
That young lady, I would say. And I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that movie, but I heard it was really bad.
It was, but I watched it.
Okay, so Bill Belichick is got his eye on the NFL and on these teams who are doing poorly. Who is at the top of the Bill Watch, Andy Hart?
I don't think there's any question about it. It's the team we thought was at the top of the list all along. It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
they're a debacle. You see that little clip of CeeDee Lamb fighting with Dak?
Yeah.
Plus, you got an owner who's getting himself in trouble on Jamie Foxx's live social media feed.
Yeah. Very, very detail-oriented, Jerry
Jones. Scouts.
Yes,
now
he does.
Know why he's a good GM, because he lets no stone go unturned.
Got the binoculars out. He knows what religion they all are.
He knows everything. Yes. But I think the Cowboys, like, it's that debacle. Now, the only question is, by the way, he putting the big D, you know what I'm saying, in Dallas again. Do you think Bill wants to deal with that? Because that's a thing.
Yes.
Now, I think he does.
I think he would.
Because in light of the story about Robert Kraft's desire to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And the Jerry Jones
angst
thing.
Angst of
yep.
Jerry Jones being in. Their
Absolutely.
Frenemy relationship. I think he would.
I think that made that job 100 times more attractive to him. If he didn't already know
and
that.
And you think yesterday
did.
He's like, it's coming together nicely.
Definitely. But I also thought it would happen in the offseason. I thought that was a no-brainer. They were going to fire McCarthy and that they'd hire Bill. And that would be that. And he kept him around another year. So I don't know what that crazy old man's thinking.
Do you think there's any chance I win my pizza bet with Rich Keefe that it happens during the year?
That Belichick gets a job or that McCarthy gets fired?
With Dallas, both. That McCarthy
there's a chance,
gets
yeah,
fired.
I'd say there's a chance.
Jerry Jones swoops in and says, I'm not going to bid for Bill Belichick. I'm just going to hire him now and we'll start the process now. We'll see where this season goes and then I have him entrenched for next year.
I think you're almost at like a 99% chance McCarthy gets fired. I'd say you're 50-50 that Bill replaces him.
I'll take 50-50 to win a free pizza.
Because Bill's like the main guy, but I'm sure there's other, you know, random offensive coordinator somewhere, somebody waiting in the wings somewhere who wants a job. You know, Vrabel still doesn't have a job. There's a lot of guys out there still looking for jobs.
Oh, sure, but
so you know,
he's Bill Belichick.
He is.
Right? He's got a little bit of that to him.
He does
and
have a little
bit of that. He's buffed up the resume with all this youthfulness and funniness and everything that he's doing. So,
indeed.
Number two on the Baywatch, Belichick watch list.
He does have the bouncing breasts.
He does.
He really does.
Well, yeah. I don't know, because I haven't seen him run in a while. He's probably in better shape, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
You noticed eyebrows and hair and something. Maybe he had some of that taken care of.
Maybe.
You know The Rock has that taken care of.
What?
The bouncing issue.
Really?
Yeah. Well, always been a strong rumor. That you can have it removed, so like liposuction.
Huh.
So you don't bounce as much. So you just have muscle. You don't have any. I can't say the word, right?
Where do they have these?
I can't say either word. Female dog and then.
Breast reduction.
Rhymes with. No, but when men have them after, like, steroid use and, like, you get a little older and you don't have the pecs anymore.
Oh, right. Like in Fight Club?
Yeah.
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob with the yes. No, you can't say that.
No, I didn't want to. So
can't.
We should probably just move on. Second on the Bill Watch list is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
We just talked about it. They have a star quarterback. They have a loaded roster. They have Saquon Barkley going off well on his way to Offensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Cha-ching. And then they have Nick Sirianni that I'm not sure anyone really knows what to make of him. And so I think that's a loaded win-now roster in the AFC East. I mean,
yes,
the NFC
East,
where Bill, we know he had that love for the Giants. We may talk about them soon. And there was rumors, remember, about Washington dabbling, being involved, and would that be alluring to him because of the history of the franchise? So, I got the Eagles on number two.
I'd say the Eagles are in the mix, but they have a winning record right now.
Well, you got, yeah, you we'll know? See. We'll see.
I mean, maybe they won't in a couple, but it's going to be at least two more weeks.
They also have to
before they won't. So, you know.
Bill Watch just had Bill running.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's not nice.
Can you do that in slow motion, whoever's back?
First of all,
can we get a little more bounce? Look at that.
We should all be running. We should be happy to be running at 71 or 72 years old.
That's tremendous.
We're going to be dead. So what are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing at his bouncy boobs. That's all
hurtful.
Right. What do you want from me? I got them too.
We know. We've seen yours in some of those
we
photos.
We certainly have. My number two is the Jacksonville Jaguars. That is a team that has a good quarterback. I think a decent roster. And Doug Peterson, whatever magic beans he had, seemed to be wearing off. I think that's a situation. I'm looking at it more of like coaches who might get fired soon. Sirianni could be on that list, but I think they're not going to fire him with a winning record. They might fire Peterson if the Jaguars go to like 1-4, 1-5, 2-5, you know, something like that. I could see them moving on because they made a big investment to Lawrence. And again, Belichick's the first guy up. He's going to be the first guy up on these lists.
I don't even have the Jags on my list for two reasons. I'm not sure what he thinks of that whole franchise location, playing games in Europe. And I also wonder, is he a Trevor Lawrence guy? Because you're hitched to Trevor Lawrence. And
right.
Is he your $60 million quarterback you want to be hitched to? So
if he gets hurt, then Mac has to go in.
Oh, and I forgot Mac's there. There's no shot he's going to hang out
He'll go there and then trade Mac, probably.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I'd do.
So third on my list would be the aforementioned Giants. I know my guy Dave's got a win And I know Daniel Jones looked pretty good in Neighbors, and like, okay, maybe they're not as bad as they looked the week before when Dabes was having a mental breakdown at the podium and freaking out. They're still the Giants. And I've had people say to me, don't you think if the Giants called right now, he would run? There are people that still believe, despite the lack of QB or the uncertainty, that they are his first, and he has a special, special place in his heart for the Giants. So I got them number three.
All right. My number three is the Cincinnati Bengals. I think if they keep getting keep getting worse for them, then you could see that coach get fired. I also think Gannon in Arizona. I think that there's a chance he gets on the hot seat, too, even though they have sort of a new team and they just drafted Harrison and all that. If they can't get it together, I could see them scapegoating Gannon. And I don't know if Bill would go to Arizona, but he might. I mean, you know, he could go anywhere. I think at this point he's not really going to be turning down offers if a job opens up. So
that one's interesting to me because Monty Austinfort, their GM, is a former Bill guy. So I don't know a connection that's good or bad. It's like, well, they have a connection. Maybe Bill would like to work with him and he'd trust him. Or maybe that guy's like, I'm not bringing Belichick in. I've lived that life before. I don't want to go back to that life. And then the Kyler Murray thing. I don't know if Bill thinks Kyler Murray's super overrated like I do, or if he thinks he's one of the great playmakers. I had the Bengals as TBD. Because, they got to play tonight, and we'll see where that's trending in the right direction. Next on my list was the New York Jets, because I'm not removing the Jets just because they have a winning record or they won or anything like that. The Aaron Rodgers-Robert Saleh relationship, I know he poo-pooed it post-game, the whole shove on the hug, and all I told him was 2 score, and blah, blah, like, no. Aaron Rodgers doesn't get along with anybody. He sure as heck isn't getting along with Robert Saleh.
Yeah, but him and Bill, there might be a mutual thing there.
Oh, there's a mutual. We know
Bill likes him.
He loves him, and I think Rodgers likes him.
I think so,
and I
too.
Think they respect each other's ability to tweak everybody and to push back against authority. So I think they'd be good. Next, rounding out my list, because these are lesser ones, teams I thought might be in the mix. The Green Bay Packers, if they keep winning with a backup quarterback, A, he's not getting fired. B, you can't.
He'll be coach of the year if they keep winning with that guy. Yeah.
And then Sean McDermott's Buffalo Bills. I know they play tonight, too, but they're at the top of the division, and Josh Allen is rolling, so I don't think Bill's sliding in there anytime soon.
All right, there you go. That is this week's edition of Bill Watch here on WEEI Afternoon. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Coming up next segment, we will talk with Jonathan Jones, and right after that, we'll talk with Jacoby Brissett. Don't go anywhere. Patriots Monday rolls on right here on WEEI. First, here's Stiz to tell you what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up at what's trending. Trending brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber. The Red Sox took both games of their doubleheader against Minnesota yesterday. They beat the Twins 8-1 in the first game, 9-3 in the second. Tristan Casas hit 3 homers, 2 of which were 3-run home runs. Casas became the first Red Sox to hit 3 homers in a game since Trevor Story did it back in May of 2022 against the Mariners. The Sox only have 6 more games left in the regular season. They still remain 4 games behind in the final wild card spot. They will begin a 3-game series with the Blue Jays tonight. First pitch at 7:07 from Rogers Place in Toronto and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Our coverage begins at 6:07 with the MassMutual pregame show. Week 3 of the NFL wraps up tonight with the Bills taking on the Jags at 7:30. You can hear that game on WEEI AM. Our Westwood One coverage will begin at 7:15. And the Bengals will take on the Commanders. That game kicks off at 8:15. Patriots will be in San Fran on Sunday for their Week 3 tilt against the 49ers. Kickoff will be at 4:05. Head coach Gerard Mayo told the Greg Hill Show earlier today that Jacoby Brissett will be your starting quarterback for the Patriots. And the Bruins lost their preseason opener 3-2 to the Rangers yesterday afternoon. The Bruins will host the Capitals tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7 p.m. from Causeway Street. Again, trending brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber. Is it time for a new kitchen? Visit the CCL Homescapes showroom in Abington. Discover Schrock Cabinetry at our newly renovated kitchen showroom. Schrock Cabinetry is backed with a lifetime warranty. See the latest cabinetry from Schrock at cclco.com. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More of the afternoon shows coming.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Oh, he gave Nix an option, and he's going to take it right to the corner for the touchdown.
That was an outstanding series right there by the rookie quarterback. Exactly where he needed to be.
It's Bo Nix, part of a 26-7 beatdown of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I believe. Wow. Is that the final score of that game? It was a big-time upset. I did not think that they had a chance. 26-7 was the final score in Tampa. It's a good song.
Our producers are killing it over the last big few time. Days with these rejoins.
Andy loves LL.
I love LL.
Really? Big LL fan.
Big LL fan. And just an update.
This era LL, do you go back to like, you know, radio and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like his greatest hits album is loaded.
Yeah. Like 80s LL.
Yeah, love it. Love all
I'm
of
bad.
It.
I'm bad's a good sign.
But I wanted to update a previous episode related to a rejoin that I really loved, and that was the Pearl Jam song, Last Kiss.
Oh, right, yes.
So at the behest, I guess, is that the right word, of our listeners, they were like, oh, you gotta go back and listen to the originals. They're so much better. There was two from the 50s, 60s. They sucked. And I don't know if it's just because I love the Pearl Jam one and now I can't go back. One of them, the guy had a terrible voice. It was like Frank something. Terrible voice. Kind of hurt my ears when I was listening to it in the car. Okay. One of them was palatable, but it was no Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam has the best version of Last Kiss. Okay, carry on.
All right, very good. Let's get to what's circling the drain and league leaders. Which one of those do you want to take?
League leaders. So I want to do a Patriots league leader. Somebody's near the top of the league.
Mm-hmm.
So probably not going to be many people in the running for this other than our good friend who might have been the only thumb up in the loss to the Jets, Bryce Baringer, your punter. Looking across the board.
Booming kicks.
You know, he is fourth in net punting average. He's fourth in whatever this means, net yards over average. He is fifth in gross punting average, and he is tied for second in the most kicks downed inside the 20. So you want to look for a star on the Patriots? Your punter, Bryce Baringer, is a star.
Very good. Circling the drain, I'll go ahead and go with the Boston Red Sox, I guess. They won the two games in the doubleheader yesterday, and they're still very much going to not make the playoffs. It's that Minnesota series went from, wow, okay, let's see what happens in that Minnesota series, to who cares about that Minnesota series.
Oh, I'll tell you who cares.
Quickly. Minnesota. And
people who may have taken the under on certain numbers.
That's true. Yeah, okay.
It's not looking great.
What did you have? Under what? Under
79 and a half.
Okay, well, if they...
I need them to fall on their face.
Yeah, they need to go to 1-5 the rest of the way.
It's not impossible.
Otherwise, yeah.
Anything is possible.
It's definitely possible with this team. They got Toronto 1-3 tonight up there at the Rogers Center. Then they close things out at Fenway Park in the weekend with the Tampa Bay Rays. They are very much circling the drain. That's presented by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. All right, as we wait for Jonathan Jones here, I played that Bo Nix clip because... he had a big win yesterday. Caleb Williams threw for 363 yards in a loss in an admittedly ugly game against the Colts. We got Jaden Daniels going tonight. The Patriots have not put their starter out there yet, but I'm looking around the league and I'm seeing some of the guys, in the case of Bo Nix anyway, I'm seeing a guy who's had some growing pains, obviously, but had a good game yesterday, was out there commanding the offense, was making plays with his arm, making plays with his feet, getting the experience against the team and the Bucks, who was off to a good start themselves, a better start than the Broncos were. I see that, and I see the value in that. I see the value in even Caleb Williams having a big passing game and losing, as opposed to the bad passing game where they won early on in the year, and I think that there's something to that, and these are all experiences that Drake May is not being allowed to have because of the rest of the roster around him. I think that's really what it is.
Well, yes, and I mean, some of the roster questions that Belichick brought up about the Bears, for example, are why Caleb Williams is running for his life, and he was very critical of Poles and how he built that roster. But yeah, you look at Bo Nix, one week the defense is joking that his offense is so predictable, they know exactly what's coming. And then the next week, he's living the high life of a winner. And I think there's value, as you said, in that experience week to week, getting your butt whooped and then winning the next week. And so far, we haven't started that process here.
All right, joining us now on the hotline, it is Jonathan Jones of the New England Patriots. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Mr. Jones, do we have you?
How's it going?
It's going, man. How are you? It's you guys have had a nice long break here. You got to watch a lot of football yesterday after a tough loss like that. How do you sort of unwind into the weekend? What was on the agenda?
Oh, man, just relax and recover. Like you said, just get away from football, but at the same time, just get to be a fan of football. It's always interesting on, you know, Thursday night games. You know, you're done, and you kind of get back and see the rest of the league go out. It's always better when you come with a win. But, you know, you just move forward and get ready for the next week.
This is going to sound harsh, but what the hell happened? Because we thought you guys were a good tackling team that brought energy, physicality, and defensively, that was not what we've come to expect from you guys.
Quite frankly, you know, we got our butts kicked. You know, from the beginning to the end, we never, you know, had any spark. We never had any juice. It was just a good old-fashioned butt-whooping.
With a short week, did that play into it? Or, I mean, everybody had a short week. It's not like the Jets didn't have a short week, but did that play into it for you? Did you guys feel ready to play on Thursday night?
No, I don't think you can make excuses. I think, you know, when they rolled out the ball for us to play, you know, they were obviously more ready to play than us. And so that's just something you go in the next week, and it's our job to come out, practice this week, practice harder, and get ready for the next game.
Safe to say that Aaron Rodgers doesn't look old or washed up. It looked like he had some answers for what you guys were trying to throw at him. Hello?
We still have you?
One more time. I'm sorry.
No, okay. I was just asking about Aaron Rodgers. It looked like he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, but it looked like he kind of had the answers for a lot of the stuff you guys threw at him.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I think, as I spoke to the media last week, it's you don't fool a guy, you know, who's been in the league 20 years. I think the best thing you can do is, you know, put pressure on him and make him uncomfortable. And some of that pressure is, you know, making him feel like he has to perform, that he has to go out, you know, and make tight throws and make those throws. And if you're not able to do that, you know, he's always going to look comfortable.
You may have not observed this the way we did, obviously. You play professional football, so you probably didn't. You probably had much more developed thoughts about this. But watching yesterday and sort of watching all 3 weeks here, Jonathan, it seems like there's a lot of teams maybe that aren't super prepared to come out and start the season. It seems like there's a lot of sloppy play, sloppy quarterback play around the league, and that's just from, you know, the fans' perspective. Is that something with yesterday, you getting a chance to watch all these games? Would you agree with that assessment here early on in the season?
No, I think that's year in and year out. I mean, that's the National Football League. It takes a lot to win in this league, but it doesn't take much to lose. And that's the National Football League. You look across, you know, experts that say, you know, this team's good and they're supposed to win and they don't, or this team's, you know, trash. They lost their first team, two games, and they come out, and, you know, they blow a team out. And, you know, that's the National Football League. It's a tough league. You know, it's hard to win, but it's real easy to lose a game.
When you have a tough loss like you guys did on Thursday, I think sometimes you hear coaches talk about, well, we'll see how our guys handle it. We'll see how they bounce back next week. You guys had a practice today, sort of an extra practice to fix whatever is wrong with you guys before you start the game planning. How did you feel like your team looked on the field today in terms of energy and taking that step forward?
Yeah, anytime you get an opportunity just to come to practice and not focus on the opponent, just to focus on yourself, focus on fundamentals, focus on technique, it's always a great day, and that's what we're kind of able to do today is just, you know, focus on the New England Patriots, not an opponent, go out, get good fundamentals, get a good practice in, and just get ready for Wednesday to come out and game play.
How much did you guys sort of feel the loss of Juwan Bentley on Thursday night?
Oh, man, he's a leader. And, you know, it's one of those losses that for most people goes, you know, uncalculated or unnoticed. But that's the quarterback. That's the quarterback of the defense. And so with him not being there, it took a toll. And that's not making excuses, but his presence was definitely missed. You know, somebody's going to have to step up and fill that void for us.
I know you've told us that you're not necessarily the most vocal leader, but you are a veteran leader on this football team. What is your role to get from last Thursday night and what happened to next Sunday in San Francisco in terms of being a team leader?
Just to show the guys what it looks like, you know, to move forward, to bounce back, but to look in the mirror and look at your mistakes, see what you did. We all can look back from coaches to players to look at that game on Thursday and say, hey, I could have done this better, you know, and I could have done that better. And that's our job, is to come in day after day, look ourselves in the mirror and improve. And so that's what I preach to the guys. It's just to continue to get better.
What do you think you could have done better on Thursday?
A lot. A lot. I mean, that's just football. I mean, you look back, and obviously no game you're going to play a perfect game, but when you look back and it's not, you know, cornerback is not a game where, you know, you give up three touchdowns. Obviously, that's a bad game, but, you know, you can come in and be like, oh, man, that was two third down conversions I gave up, and you feel like you had a bad game.
I know we've talked to you before about Christian Gonzalez, your young teammate who is developing into a star in the making, and it's weird because there's these two schools of thought out there. One is like, he's a shutdown corner and he's matched up with the toughest receivers in football. Just look at the stats. And then Pro Football Focus has this really low grade on him. Just wondering, as a veteran teammate watching him go through what he's going through, how do you feel like he's played through the first three games?
Oh, man, he's continuing to get better. He's done, you know, exactly what we've asked for him to do. I'm not sure, you know, who on Pro Football Focus kind of knows our playbook and what we're supposed to be doing. But he's done what we've asked him to do, and he's continuing to get better.
After that Bengals win, Jonathan, it seemed like there was a lot of real buy-in for the message from Coach Mayo. It seemed like everybody was very motivated. Would you say that the current status of the locker room, I mean, obviously after two tough losses, that's got to be a little bit deflating. How's that sort of squaring up with the message and the motivation from Coach?
Oh, man, it's still spot on. It's the same. I don't think anybody looks at the film and says, oh, Coach Mayo, you know, made a bad call or made a bad play on this, you know, on this play. I think, you know, us as players, we sit around and we're like, hey, you know, we didn't do what we needed to do. And that's the accountability. So I definitely the message is out there. The message is still the same. You know, like I said earlier, it's tough to win in this league, but it's easy to lose. And in the last two games, we've done things to lose.
As you turn the page into the game plan for the 49ers, I don't know how much work you've done just yet, but what does that offense look like? I know they got some injuries, but obviously have a ton of weapons that can challenge you in a lot of ways. What does the Kyle Shanahan offense look like to you?
They look like a team that takes what you give them. You know, they do a good job of game planning and finding ways to win. And I think, you know, they'll come out, try to establish the run game and go from there. They put their players in good positions to win. I don't think they ask anybody to do, you know, anything superhuman. They just do a good job of utilizing the weapons that they do have. And it'll be a good game, good matchup for us.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Jonathan Jones, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Jonathan.
That is Jonathan Jones, starting corner for the Patriots.
Thought he was mad at me.
Brought to you by Drains by James. Why did you think that?
No, that long pause.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hello?
I thought maybe, yeah, he just, I don't know, maybe
didn't like the question or something.
Yeah.
And then listen, I think he just wasn't listening.
So Adam Jones, very famously, was interviewing Danny Amendola and asked him too many questions about getting injured, and Amendola just hung up on him.
Yes.
Which was pretty funny. And then there was another time when he was interviewing Steph Gilmore, and Gilmore flushed the toilet on him. So until
literally or figuratively or like
no, the toilet flushed.
Like he was pooping?
I don't know if he was pooping. I can't speak to that. I don't know what was happening, but I know that a mid-interview a toilet flushed.
That's
very
awkward.
Audibly, and it was pretty funny.
Okay. I remember
whenever Jones interviews a Patriot and something goes wrong, it's always funny.
Yeah, I remember the Amendola thing. That was a little bit of Amendola and a little bit of Jones mixing. I don't think Jonathan Jones would hang up on us.
No, I don't think so either.
I think he would handle it in a more professional manner.
I thought Brissett was going to walk out when you asked that seventh consecutive
question
that one time.
Well, I didn't throw softballs like, was this the biggest win in the history of this organization?
That's
true. They had some big ones in the past with that Brady guy, but you seem to have led them to a new era.
That is not what I sound like. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we will talk to Jacoby Brissett, maybe about the tears, maybe not. We'll have to see what Andy Hart has to say about that. Anyway, Jacoby Brissett next here on WEEI.
This is Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're expecting Jacoby Brissett here any moment now. So we'll jump to him as soon as he calls in here. Interesting there from Jonathan Jones. He's been pretty upfront, pretty forthright about everything, right? He's not, he doesn't dodge questions.
Nope.
And there's not much to dodge. I mean, it's just, all right, that was a bad loss. And what's interesting about that is that I haven't heard a lot of fans saying that. You know, I don't hear a lot of fans going, whatever, it was just one game. They'll bounce back. Like, the players have to say that. And normally, in a normal Patriots season, which I don't think this is, but, like, in general, over the last 20 years, in a season they have a bad loss like that, you say, it's okay, it's just one game. People aren't saying that about this game.
No,
it seemed like more than one game.
Well, but it isn't. It's no more than one game, just like week one wasn't more than one game. And I think people are still trying to figure out what their football team is. And I think Gerard Mayo has said he's still trying to figure out what his football team is. So, it was one bad loss. We'll see if it leads to other bad losses or if they just bounce back and bury it like it was a ball against the Dolphins years ago during the dynasty.
That would be nice. All right, joining us right now is the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots and who, according to Gerard Mayo, will be again this weekend against the San Francisco 49ers, talking, of course, about Jacoby Brissett, who joins us here. Hello, Jacoby. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay. It's been a couple of days since Thursday night. Obviously, that was a tough loss for you guys on both sides of the ball. Have you gotten a good look at the tape here, and do you think that you can take anything away from a game like that?
Yeah, I mean, the good thing it was it happened on Thursday, so, you know, obviously you had a bunch of days to watch it and get over it. So I think as a team, you know, we're kind of past that and obviously moving on to this weekend. And, you know, a lot of good things to learn from. And,
I know you've told us you're a big guy, you're a tough guy, you always get up, that's part of your game. How are you feeling physically, though? Because you've definitely taken some hits, taken a pounding, and had to move probably more than you'd like to ideally have to move in a normal situation.
Yeah, I would say physically fine. You know, obviously took hits, but, you know, it's football, so, I'm hurting like, I guess, everybody in the league is getting hit, so just ready to go to the next one.
All right, the next game coming up is against the San Francisco 49ers. Coach Mayo today reaffirmed that you're going to be starting. Was there any doubt after Drake May came into the game? Was there
No.
any doubt in your mind that you'd start? No?
No.
You mentioned the need for energy, that energy was lacking last Thursday night. Do you, A, know why the energy may have been lacking, and B, how do you make sure that energy is returning this week?
I honestly don't know why, but I mean, I know as a team, you know, we've obviously addressed that, and, you know, and we've made an emphasis on that, especially today in, you know, in practice. You know, it's just more of like energy practice, trying to get our energy back up, and, you know, having those couple of days to be off and reset and get rested, you know, definitely help with, I would say it's going to help with our energy going forward.
Jacoby, you've had to throw on the run a lot so far this year. Is that being implemented into the game plan, or is that something you have to improvise on Sundays or Thursdays, whatever it may be, just because of the status of the pass rush and the line and everything else?
I think it's a mixture of both. I mean, obviously, like, every play isn't, but, you know, you get into a game and, you know, being able to extend those plays and try to hit guys down the field still and make those plays, you know, you got to move a little bit. So I think it's a mixture of both. We've had some rollouts and then we've had some just straight drop back.
One of the big talking points at this point last week was getting the wide receivers more involved, getting Pop Douglas more involved. It looked like you were able to do that a little bit against the Jets. Were you happy with that sort of advancement? And is it now just kind of about putting it all together?
Yeah, and exactly. No, I mean, like I heard somebody say earlier in the pre-show, you know, it's like we're still learning who we are as a group. You know what I mean? And still trying to, you know, put together a full what we are and our identity and things like that. So I think over time, you know, building all of those elements into our game plan and finding ways to do it in full is the plan.
A game like that, obviously, on Thursday, where it's just so hard to get offense going, you say you're trying to establish an identity, but you don't want that to become your identity. So how do you turn that around next week against the Niners?
Yeah, I think, you know, you go back. We went back and watched the film and obviously cleaned up a lot of those details in that game that, you know, we know we did wrong and obviously putting it behind us and moving forward. And, you know, it's a long season, so obviously you can't hang your head on one game, but you know, it's just about, you know, turning the page and being ready to go for the next one so you can't let it lead on to another one.
Coach Mayo was pretty open in his criticism of the offensive line and the fact that it needed to be better than it was last Thursday night. How is there a way you can help the offensive line be better? Are there things you can do as a quarterback to physically, mentally call, like, is there any way you can help those guys do their job when they're struggling like they are?
I don't think it's just one group. I mean, I think it's a collective group. I mean, I know it's maybe it's route detail or is it me getting to a different read at a certain time or and things like that. So I think we all as a group can play a part in helping, you know, obviously the protection and the timing of our passing game and things like that. So I think I know for a fact, you know, we went to the meeting today and we were talking about ways and to help improve that as a whole, you know.
Was there a point in the game, Jacoby, where you sort of realized, okay, this isn't going to be our day? Like the Jets, they're just doing something that you can't quite solve. Was there like a moment in the game where that kind of hit you?
No, I'm never like that. I think as long as, you know, it's time and the down, you know, we got a chance.
Okay, so we've had a lot of negative questions. Let's let's spin this positive.
Sorry,
a little bit.
We're doing our best.
Let's spin this a little positive. So I saw on social media before the game,
yes,
you arriving at MetLife Stadium in a pretty unique outfit. For people that may not have seen it was shorts, it was shoes, maybe with no socks. What was the air you were trying to display in that, and how seriously do you take your fashion game?
I wouldn't say it was more of like any type of statement, but more of like I just put on some clothes, really. It was nothing really thought of into it, but yeah, I guess it got a little bit of heat about it.
Wait a minute. You were just putting clothes on though, but it's got to take some cojones to put on a pair of shorts with a jacket. Like that's not a traditional, like throw it together outfit pregame.
I mean, I've seen a bunch of people do it. It's more of just like, I guess it kind of caught people off guard because of my position, I guess. But I mean, I felt good in it.
Well, you have a legit fashion plate on your team in Devon Godshaw. I mean, that's a guy. He's basically an influencer when it comes to fashion.
He liked it, so it was okay.
Oh, I was going to say.
I ran it by him, so he.
There you go. So
if he approves, it's a good outfit.
I was going to say, he's got to be the guy that you run it by before you go out there.
I mean,
he wears
scarves and like berets and different things.
Yeah,
he'll
wear anything. So he definitely is the person that you got to go to for advice.
Okay, so speaking of people you went to, I forgot to ask you this last week. You threw the touchdown pass early to Polk, and then I saw, I believe you and David Andrews had a little celebration. Could you describe what that was there?
It was more just like, you know, just hanging out with the guys, you know, just having a casual, you know. It was so funny. He asked me where that, I was like, it was just, we kind of both kind of just did it in the spur of the moment.
That was not rehearsed.
So that was not choreographed?
No.
Oh.
Wow. No, not at all. It just happened, you know, and it just, I was surprised as he was, and, But yeah, it just came to, I guess, both of us.
So it was like a stone cold moment. You guys,
it
just
looked
need
like
a nice,
it looked
cold
a little
beer.
Like stone cold. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, but anyway, he definitely enjoyed it. Hopefully, we can do a couple more of those. So
yes. All right. By the way, Jacoby Brissett brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Our QB question of the day comes to us from Reggie in Watertown, and he asked Jacoby if you watched did you watch football yesterday? And if you did, what teams impressed you?
I did not, just because I didn't want to watch any, to get away from it. But so I can't really comment on who, I guess, impressed me because I didn't watch any
All
games.
All right. Hey, that's a fair enough answer. Didn't watch. And I would imagine that you get a day off, you're going to take that day off and disconnect. So
for sure.
Did you watch any on Saturday?
There's a lot of naps.
Did you watch any on
Saturday? I can't watch college football, so I didn't watch any on Saturday. It was a football-free weekend for me.
I thought maybe you would bust Drake's chops because he was at a North Carolina game where they gave up 50-something points
in
the first half.
Oh, yeah, they got smoked.
No, I heard about that. I saw it on Instagram or something like that they lost by 30 points. But.
All right, well, that probably was one good thing for the week anyway. All right, Jacoby Brissett, thanks so much for the time today. We'll talk to you again next week, and good luck this weekend.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks,
Jacoby. That's Jacoby Brissett, quarterback of the Patriots, joining us here on WEEI Afternoon. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll digest what we just heard from Jonathan Jones and Jacoby Brissett. And speaking of Jonathan Jones, ESPN has a whole trade deadline piece out, and he's on it. So we'll get to all that with your phone calls next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!